Red Hot Red Sox looking to make it 8 straight. They take on the Rays. Rick Porcello facing Jake Odorizzi just off the DL. In the third, though, Odorizzi in some trouble.
Here's the 1-0 now. Swinging a hard ground at first. Diving to his left into foul ground. Poop drops the baseball. Underhits the first drop by Odorizzi. Into score comes Benintendi. What a mess. It's 1-0 Boston.
2-2 pitch, and it hit Odorizzi on the foot, and he's down. It hit him right on his foot, and he is down on the mound. And Wilson Ramos out to check on him, and now the trainer, Joe Benge, out as well. It sprints out to the mound, and that was a solid hit. We heard the thump, and I don't know if it got him on the foot or the ankle or what, but he is being helped to his feet, and he is in some obvious discomfort.
How about the way he hit the ground? I mean, that was arms flailing in the air and flat on his
face.
He's
done. He is being helped off of the field as that ball hit him directly on the right foot. And he is gingerly being helped off the field by Joe Benge and also Rays manager Kevin Cash. And he swings and lines one back up toward the middle, and that's in the center field for a base hit. Nunez around third. He's going to be waved home. The throw coming into third, and it's not in time. And backing up and moving from first to second because of that throw was Betts. And it's 2-0 Boston. Runners lead at second and third. The pitch. Here's a swing and a base hit in the left field. That might score a pair. Bogart scores. Here's Holt around third. The throw to the plate is too late. It's a two-run single for Sandy Leon, and the Red Sox have opened this one up. It's now 6-0 Boston. Plouf waits on the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out again, and Trevor 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. 0-2 pitch. Swung and a miss. Strike three, and that's what happened to the Rays yesterday a little bit too toward the end of the game. They started doing a lot of swinging and missing. Everybody was up there trying to be the hero. Last couple of innings, Porcello's barely broken a sweat.
8 pitches, 8 strikes this inning.
The 0-2 pitch, strike three call. Are you kidding me? That was too easy. We go to the sixth. It's all Boston tonight.
Red Sox extend their winning streak to 8 as they take it 8-2. With Rick Porcello's immaculate inning in the fifth, the Red Sox become the only team in the majors this season with 2 of those. Craig Kimbrell also had one in May. All-star Corey Dickerson is now hitless in his last 30 at-bats at Tropicana Field. It was a tough night for the Rays defensively as the Red Sox scored 3 runs on wild pitches and 2 other runs on errors. It all added up to an 8-2 loss to the Red Sox at Tropicana Field on Wednesday. Here is Tampa Bay skipper Kevin Cash.
You know, we got probably a little sloppy today. But, you know, at the end of the day, if we're not going to put runs up, it's going to be tough to win. Porcello, you know, he's tough, he's good, but we've had plenty of games where we've had success against him. I thought today we missed pitches that we normally hit off of him. We probably expanded a little bit more. We talked about before the game that we really hadn't expanded too much. I thought we probably took ourselves out of some opportunities to get on base and stuff like that. As far as Jake, x-rays were negative on his ankle. So as it stands right now, we're optimistic that he should be able to make a start. That could change just given how sore he is coming in tomorrow.
Kevin, you mentioned it was sloppy. After working on fundamentals before the game, why do you think that was?
We worked on them. No. You know what? Just there was probably some mislocated pitches that got away. You know, a couple PFPs. I mean, we worked on bump plays today, but I don't think those coincide too much. It was just one of those games where, you know, we're down 1-0. A couple guys get on base, and a wild pitch here, a wild pitch there, not making a play behind them, and it leads to five-run inning or whatever it was.
Jake seemed to almost be, I mean, he had 74 pitches through 3 innings, and then he had the 11-pitch inning, and you almost thought maybe he might escape and get 2 more innings out of him, and then everything kind of seemed to fall apart after he got hit.
I thought, you know, Jake, he obviously did a good job limiting damage, but the pitch count is something that, you know, we got to temper those pitches. I mean, foul balls, deep counts, all of those things. Giving up 1 run, you know, that's good. But at the same time, we need him to go deep. And, I mean, 55 pitches after 2 innings, and I think 73, 74 after 3. Generally, that's not going to line you up to get deep into too many ball games.
Did you, just the way he reacted when he got hit, did you think it would be something worse than a bruise?
It's so tough to tell. You know, I think it got some of the shoe in there also. I think it might have hit a nerve that kind of jarred him more than anything.
Jake Odorizzi looked solid through four innings in his return off the 10-day DL, but he suffered a bruised right foot in the fifth on a hard comebacker by Boston's Eduardo Nunez. Odorizzi spoke about his injury and about the Rays' 8-2 loss to the red-hot Red Sox.
It's going to be all right. Just got some nerves in there, and more so than bone. Bones are fine, so that's all that matters.
And it's foot, not ankle, right?
No, sorry. Yeah, it was right below my ankle and right above the bottom of my foot, so flush. But like I said, the bones are good. I guess I have good bones, so there's that.
Were you surprised? I mean, that it wasn't worse.
I was. It was a weird sensation. As soon as it hit me, it started burning. And then I had no feeling in it. So I was kind of expecting the worst, but we got the best news. So I'll be all right. And if all things go as they should, I should be good to go for my next start. So we just dodged a big bullet. It looks like so. We're good.
And then, of course, Kevin says it's going to see how you feel tomorrow, too. So I guess that'll be a big thing.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be sore tomorrow. Sore right now. It's just, I think it's going to be sore of the nerves. Like I said, the nerves are the big thing. And once they kind of relax a little bit, it'll be all right. But like I said, I dodged a bullet from what could have been. So it'd be nice to avoid some baseballs moving forward. It's been a tough year for getting them hit back at me.
It's your first time back. Were you a little rusty out there tonight?
A little bit, but I felt good body-wise. My back felt really great, so that was the main takeaway. It's just kind of one of those situations where it was death by foul ball tonight. There's a lot of foul balls, drove the pitch count up, and it's a product of a good team. They just, spoiling pitches. So from a body standpoint, I felt, really good. I thought I executed some pitches pretty well. I'm sure I can make it. I obviously can improve. I just need to get some more early count outs. But, they did a good job. They fouled a lot of pitches off and, made me work.
Why do you think it is that the Red Sox hitters do such a good job at making pitchers work?
Just a good team. I mean, they're in first place for a reason. They have a lot of, guys that put the ball in play. They don't strike out that much. They know the strike zone pretty well. Like I said, it's just the nature of a good team, and when you see them as much as we do in our division and this and that, they're just, they do a good job. So I just have to stay ahead of them, and, if I face them, I'm not sure if I face them again this year or not, but like I said, it's always a test, and when you face a good team, first-place team, they're usually feeling pretty good about themselves too. So
the Rays look to bounce back on Thursday as they continue their homestand against the Indians.